It's the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn of a New Day. Get it? Dawn of a New Day? It's a play on words about a morning radio show. Brandon wrote this, didn't he? And no, Brandon, I don't have a dentist appointment at 2:30. Oh, what has happened to this show? And now back to Rad Radio.
Now announcer Bob, no more engineer Bob. He's retired from all of that. He's getting more and more surly. We got this email, rad@radradio.com, from Stuart.
Hi, Stuart.
It's actually meant for the Mixed Pick Sports Show, which will be on an hour from now. Steve Mickelson and I doing sports every day at 10 a.m. This Friday, it's at noon because we're doing noon to 3 for the post-draft day. As we're talking about the NFL draft this week, playoffs as well, and the NBA and the NHL.
Man, that's commitment. Why are you reading it now?
The sporty part, which I was literally about to get to before yet again another woman in my life interrupted me before I made my point.
No, that's me being very interested in what you're doing over there.
The sporty part I'm going to save for the show, but it's very nice that Stuart wrote in and said, "Good morning, Rob and Steve. I wanted to thank you for this sports show. I have often lived out of state. I'm not always able to listen to the morning show on the regular, but over the years, I've always made sure to go back and listen on Mondays and Fridays to hear Steve's thoughts on all things sports.
Wow.
And now I get an hour every day. Thank you both for creating this."
That's so sweet.
So cool. So today,
so many people like it.
I know, and you sound so surprised, which I love every day. The Mixed Pick Sports Show is on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. Today it's followed by Tech to You Tuesday. All of that is also found on the Rad Radio app and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. If we circle all the way back to Rad TV, though, we are dropping all these news shows and series. The first three episodes of Kyle's new series, Kyle's Corner, are posted.
Fantastic.
More episodes on the way. That's been the overwhelming response. It's fantastic. And as we continue to roll out the behind-the-scenes videos, we've given you various tours of the building and the kitchen. We had the microwave-on-microwave argument. They're all posted. Dawn's office is going to be toured today. That'll be dropping at noon. Is that correct?
That's correct. And just to correct, my ears are getting bad in my older age. You said office and not orifice, right?
Yes. Just your office.
Okay, got it.
And tomorrow, so today, the tour of Dawn's office drops. Tomorrow, the Probcast comes back.
What?
Usually co-hosted with my wife, and this one will be, and we figured the first one as we bring it back should be not a serious discussion, but what's it been like for her over the last couple months of watching her husband go into sobriety, gorge himself, become larger and larger. Yes, she fits into the screen, as you'll see.
Barely, I'm sure.
God, that's all at Rad TV. You can only get it at members.radradio.com.
Pressure cooker. It's time to test your brain. Pressure cooker. It's a trivia game. Rad Pressure Cooker.
We got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at the Hard Rock Live in Sacramento Friday night, October 18th. And you're qualified once you win those tickets to have the tickets upgraded to the front row in the drawing on Friday. Caller 18. Hello there, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Here's how this works. Your timer begins when I finish reading the first question, which is true, false. So you got a 50-50 shot. So you get that one right, and then you got to get four more to win. You can pass any questions you want. We'll do a recap when we're done to give you your score and everyone playing along the answers. And I got to take the first thing you say. So if you say fat and then you say chubby, I have to take fat as your answer. Do you have any questions?
Got it.
All right. Good luck.
True or false, the tallest players currently in the NBA are 7'4" tall.
True.
The TV show CSI Vegas has been canceled. What does CSI stand for?
Crime Scene Investigation.
The Chicago White Sox have played 22 baseball games this season. How many total wins do they have?
4.
Which modern country singer's biggest hit is called Country Girl, Shake It For Me?
Miley Cyrus.
Earth Day led directly to the creation of the EPA, which stands for what?
Environmental Protection Agency.
Which pop singer's biggest hit of all time is titled Like a Virgin?
Madonna.
As long as we start the question before the buzzer, we take the answer. That was 6 questions.
You only need 5.
All right. Let's see how we did. You're going to have a little bit of a team meeting here. True or false? The tallest players currently in the NBA are 7'4" tall. He said that is true.
Damn.
There are two of them. Rookie Victor Wembanyama of San Antonio. Who will win Rookie of the Year and is probably going to be one of the Steve Mickelson of Mixed Picks that we do every morning 10 a.m. already thinks he's one of the 10 best players in the NBA. And Houston Rockets Boban Marjanovic are both 7'4" tall.
Good grief.
A full foot taller than Kyle.
I know.
And Kyle's a monster. And at 6'4".
They just stand at the basket, right, and go boop with the ball, boop.
That's all they do. They just stand. That's what they do. They stand there and wait for somebody to get them the ball.
They don't have to stand there. They have to lean down to put the ball into the bucket.
Well, I mean, I'm glad they're a basketball player because, I mean, if you were a plumber or something trying to bend down and get up all the time, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. They're not doing any of that work at home.
Which might have something more to do with the fact they're NBA players making millions of dollars and they've got a guy.
Hey, you know, some guys that make money like that, they still want to do the work themselves.
The TV show CSI Vegas has been canceled.
What? Wait a minute. The newest one that just came out, not when it came out in the early 2000s? This one now? Please no.
None of this has anything to do with the question, which was, what does CSI stand for? Now, he said crime scene investigations.
Oh, not an investigator.
So, right? It is investigator.
It's investigator. It's a close. That's very particular because it's a career.
CSI Vegas has been canceled.
No.
The other one has been renewed, and then there's other news about NCIS as well.
You're
different
confusing
shows
me.
So many shows keep track of.
The OG CSI Vegas, yes, long gone, but they revamped it.
And it's gone. Yes, it's been canceled. The revamp, the newest CSI Vegas has been canceled.
I wait for it to come out on Paramount every week.
I'm aware. There's a lot of people very upset over it. That's why it's a news story.
That's stupid. It's good. It's like the first one. Why? No, that's dumb.
Apparently, it's not good enough to attract as many viewers.
No, there's ratings. They just probably don't want to pay people anymore. I don't know.
That makes sense. Yeah, okay. There's ratings, but they don't want to pay people.
I don't know. This is spouting stupid stuff because this is... damn it.
Or it was just a bad vamp.
God. This is one of my shows in rotation.
The Chicago White Sox have played 22 baseball games this season. How many have they won? How many total have they won? He said 4. Boy, that would be awful. It's worse than that. They've played 22 games. They've won 3. Three wins, 19 losses, and Steve and I on the Mixed Pick Sports Show today will discuss whether or not they may be able to break the all-time record for futility of 120 losses, which would take you back to the 1962 New York Mets.
Oh.
I mean, you play 22 games and win 3, feeling pretty good about yourself.
Well, now you have something to shoot for, to be the worst.
There you go.
Of all time.
You're going to do it right.
Beat those Mets. Is that who you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for listening and retaining. Which modern country singer's biggest hit is called Country Girl Shake It For Me? He said Miley Cyrus. Luke Bryan.
Of course.
Who's gone viral, by the way, for a reason that I'm going to tell you in the next segment, because I'm going to run out of time in this segment because I don't know how to plan a radio show and properly time things out. Earth Day, which was yesterday, led directly to the creation of the EPA, which stands for what? He said the Environmental Protection Agency.
EPA.
And which pop singer's biggest hit of all time is titled Like a Virgin? He said Madonna. She's in the news again for reasons I'm going to tell you in the next break because I don't have time in this segment because I don't know how to properly time out a radio show. In the end, he got 3 right. So even if you think we should have given him crime scene investigations, it wouldn't have mattered. He still wouldn't have had enough to win. 3 more chances for you to get the foreigner tickets tomorrow morning, 7, 8, 9 a.m.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.